What is the coming of Christ? The Bible's answer. The scriptures make dozens of references to the future time when Christ comes to judge the people of the earth. The footnote reads, although many people use the terms second coming or second advent to refer to Christ's coming, those terms do not appear in the Bible. End of footnote. For example, Matthew 25:31-33 says, when the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit down on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, just as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. This time of judgment will be part of a great tribulation, unlike anything in human history. That tribulation will culminate in the War of Armageddon. Christ's enemies, described in his illustration as goats, will undergo the judicial punishment of everlasting destruction. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. In contrast, his faithful servants, the sheep, will have the prospect of everlasting life. When will Christ come? Jesus said, concerning that day and hour, nobody knows. Matthew 24:36. However, he did describe a visible composite sign that would identify the period leading up to his coming. Does Christ come in a body of spirit or of flesh? Jesus was resurrected with a spirit body, so he comes as a spirit creature, not in the flesh. For this reason, Jesus could tell his apostles on the day before his death, in a little while, the world will see me no more. John 14:19. Common misconceptions about Christ's coming. Misconception. When the Bible says that people will see Jesus coming on the clouds, it means that Jesus will come visibly. Matthew 24:30. Fact. The Bible often associates clouds with something hidden from view. For example, God told Moses, I am coming to you in a dark cloud. Exodus 19:9. Moses did not literally see God. Likewise, Christ comes on the clouds in that people perceive his coming even though they cannot literally see him. Misconception. The expression, every eye will see him, used at Revelation 1:7 when speaking of Christ's coming, is to be understood literally. Fact. The Greek words in the Bible for eye and seeing are sometimes used in the sense of discerning or perceiving rather than referring to literal sight. The Bible says that the resurrected Jesus is the one who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man can see. 1 Timothy 6:16. Thus, every eye will see him in that all people will perceive that Jesus is the one who brings God's judgment. Matthew 24:30. Misconception. The words of 2 John 7 show that Jesus will come in the flesh. Fact. That Bible verse states, many deceivers have gone out into the world, those not acknowledging Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. In the Apostle John's day, some denied that Jesus had come to earth in the flesh as a man. They were called Gnostics. 2 John 7 was written to refute their false claim.